Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all our brethren here in the room and those on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording in a later day. Blessed Sabbath to everyone. It is cold, but praise God that the love of Jesus makes us warm indeed. We are still in Desire of Ages, chapter 6, We Have Seen His Star, part 2, and dated December 7, 2013. We will begin our study with our opening song taken from the scripture, and is Psalms 100, verses 1 to 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And remember, little one, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. If any one of the dear family would like to take opening prayer, mommy and daddy, bubble up.
Alpha, I thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning. You have another blessed day. Protect everyone. And then even their minds as they learn what they need in order to be merciful and to serve you. Let's be able to understand life now. Protect us all from all weather conditions. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquity, and our cause of spirit. Amen.
Amen. We begin our study with the opening scripture, and it's taken from Matthew 2:6 in the King James, and it reads, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our study, We Have Seen His Star. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following scripture, buckle up.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 3, When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Matthew 2 chapter 4, And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Amen.
Matthew 2:7, Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquire of them diligently what time the star appeared. Amen.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 8, And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go, and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
Isaiah 49, verse 6, And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserve of Isaiah. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Amen.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 18. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I said unto you, I have not found so great faith, nor not in Israel. Matthew chapter 2:23, And he came and dwelled in the city called Nazareth, and it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, He shall be called Nazarene. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So let's continue in our book, Desire Ages. We are in chapter 6, and we will be discussing pages 61 to 63. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 61. The priests are rehearsing traditions. They extol their religion and their own piety. While they denounce the Greeks and Romans as heathen and sinners above others, the wise men are not idlers, and in the sight of God they stand for higher than do these. He professes worship, yet they are looked upon by the Jews as heathen. Even among the appointed guardians of the holy oracles, their eager questioning touched no chord of sympathy. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 61. The arrival of the Magi was greatly noised throughout Jerusalem. Their strange errand created an excitement among the people, which penetrated to the palace of King Herod. The wily Edomite was aroused at the intimation of a possible rival. Countless murders had stained his pathway to the throne. Being of alien blood, he was hated by the people over whom he ruled. His only security was the favor of Rome, but his new prince had a higher claim. He was born to the kingdom.
Desire of Ages, page 61. Herod suspected the priests of plotting with strangers to excite a popular tumult and unseat him from the throne. He concealed his mistrust, however, determined to thwart their schemes by superior cunning. Summoning the chief priests and scribes, he questioned them as to the teaching of their sacred books in regard to the place of the Messiah's birth. Desire of Ages, page 61, paragraph 3. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, were the wise men idolaters? And what was Herod's suspicion about the priest with the stranger? If you know the answer to this question, the ones above.
The answer is no. In the sight of God, they stand far higher than do these, his professed worshippers. And he or Herod suspected the priest of plotting with the strangers to excite a popular tumult and unseat him from the throne.
Desire of Ages, page 62. This inquiry from the usurper of the throne, and made at the request of strangers, stung the pride of the Jewish teachers. The indifference with which they turned to the roles of prophecy enraged the jealous tyrant. He thought them trying to conceal their knowledge of the matter with an authority they dare not disregard. He commanded them to make close search and to declare the birthplace of their expected king.
Desire of Ages, page 62. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people, Israel. Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, King James Version, that was taken from Desire of Ages, page 62, paragraph 1. Amen. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 62. Herod now invited the Magi to a private interview. A tempest of wrath and fear was raging in his heart, but he preserved a calm exterior and received the strangers courteously. He inquired at what time the star had appeared and professed to hail with joy the intimation of the birth of Christ. He bade his visitors search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. So saying, he dismissed them to go on their way to Bethlehem. Desire of Ages, page 62, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. How did Herod really feel in his heart during his private interview with the Magi? And what did Herod inquire about the star, and what did he profess? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
This was wrath and fear was raging in his heart, but he preserved a calm exterior and received the strangers cautiously. And what time the star had appeared and professed to hail with joy the intimation of the birth of Christ. Amen.
Josiah's age is, say, 62. The priests and elders of Jerusalem were not ignorant concerning the birth of the Christ as they pretended. They reported of the angel visited to the sheep had shepherds had been brought to Jerusalem, but the rabbis had treated it as unworthy of their notice. They themselves might have found Jesus and might have been ready to leave
the magi
of his birthplace. But instead of this, the wise men came to call the attention of the birth of the Messiah. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? They said, for we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Josiah's age is, say, 62. Paragraph 3.
Desires of ages, page 62. Now pride and envy closed the door against the light. If the reports brought by the shepherds and the wise men were credited, they would place the priests and rabbis in a most unenviable position, disproving their claim to be the exponents of the truth of God. These learned teachers will not stoop to be instructed by those whom they term heathen. It could not be, they said that God has passed them by to communicate with ignorant shepherds or uncircumcised Gentiles.
Desire of Ages, page 62. They determined to show their contempt for the reports that were exciting King Herod and all the Jerusalem. They would not even go to Bethlehem to see whether these things were so, and they led the people to regard the interest in Jesus as a fanatical excitement. Here began the rejection of Christ by priests and rabbis. From this point, their pride and stubbornness grew into a settled hatred of the Savior. While God was opening the door to the Gentiles, the Jewish leaders were closing the door to themselves. Desire of the Ages, page 62, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Boys and girls, what did the priests and the rabbis lead the people to regard the interests of Jesus to be? And when did the priests and the rabbis' rejection of Christ start? If you know the answer to this question, everyone, bubble up.
The answer is, they led the people to regard it as a fanatical excitement. And here begins the rejection of Christ by the priests and rabbis. For from this point, their pride and stubbornness grew into a settled hatred of the Savior.
Isn't that something that the same thing that happened 2,000 years ago is happening all over again? The message of salvation and the Lord Christ is being taken as a fanatical movement by the same men and leaders of the churches today. But as you can see, be encouraged, brethren, nothing is new under the sun. So let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear one. And it's taken from Matthew 2:23, King James Version.
Thank you.
let us continue in our reading. If your family would like to take the next paragraph, please follow up.
Desire business page 63. The wise men departed alone from Jerusalem. The shadows of night were falling as they left the gates, but to their great joy they again saw the star and were directed to Bethlehem. They had received no such intimation of the lowly estate of Jesus as was given to the shepherds. After the long journey, they had been disappointed by the indifference of the Jewish leaders and had left Jerusalem less confident than when they entered the city. At Bethlehem, they found no royal guard station to protect the newborn king.
Desire of Ages, page 63, paragraph 1. None of the world's honored men were in attendance. Jesus was cradled in a manger. His parents, uneducated peasants, were his only guardians. Could this be he of whom it was written that he should raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel, that he should be a light to the Gentiles and for salvation unto the end of the earth? Isaiah 49, verse 6.
Praise the Lord. The question, boys and girls, what was the Magi disappointment about regarding the Jewish leaders after the long journey? And what didn't they find to protect the newborn king in attendance? If you have the answer to this question, you're one for the law.
The answer is they had been disappointed by the indifference of the Jewish leaders and had left Jerusalem less confident than when they entered the city. And they found no royal guard station to protect the new world king. None of the world's iron men were in attendance.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And it's taken from Isaiah 49, verse 6, King James 30.
Desire of Ages, page 63. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Beneath the lowly guise of Jesus, they recognized the presence of divinity. They gave their hearts to him as their Savior and then poured out their gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What a faith was theirs. It might have been said of the wise men from the east, as afterward of the Roman centurion, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Matthew 8:10.
We have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week, we will continue the part 3 in our lesson book, We Have Seen His Star. If any one of the dear family or little ones would like to have closing prayer, bubble up. We want to thank you, dear Savior, for allowing us to be able to see through this day. Even though with the weather that we've been having in all our different states, dear Lord, we pray that you may be give them traveling mercy, dear Lord, is my prayer this day. Amen. So next Sabbath, we will continue with chapter 6, and this will close the last of our studies when we have seen the star, and that will be held December 14, 2013. We would like to thank all of those that are on the phone and those that are tuning in and have worshiped with us. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath day. We also prepare children's activities that they may be able to enjoy after the worship. And we would like to thank all the brethren that took part in putting these projects together for the glory of God. May you all have a blessed Sabbath day and a blessed rest.